Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
To get with, yes, this is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Today, that's for sure. Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 325, and my records show that we are not late.
Sweet.
That we are on time.
Nailed it.
Even though we were that close being late again. I tell you, this live streaming with YouTube is nerve-wracking sometimes when things get disconnected or whatever. So. Whatever. Anyway, well, welcome aboard, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. For you guys that are on with us live, let Reagan know that you're with us. If you're not over at TerryWilson3.com/live, that's where you want to go, TerryWilson3.com/live, to join us and be able to ask questions. And here's the reason why you want to be on with us live tonight. We are going to offer some nice incentives for our 10-year celebration. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
So good.
10 years.
And the incentives are legit. I saw them and
Yes. So we've got some good stuff we're going to be giving away for those who are on live with us tonight and participating and asking questions. If you've ever wanted to join TW3, we're going to make it worth your while to go ahead and take the plunge. And do that tonight.
Today is the day.
Today is the day. Lindsay, what have you been doing today?
I have been in the pool the majority of the day, hence my eyes.
Oh, come on now. You look fine. It don't even look.
I really feel like everything's blurry. You know, you like the chlorine?
Yeah.
I feel like it's blurry. So I've been in the pool with my kids and my niece and my sister-in-law, who is like 7,000 months pregnant with twins. Like, she's out to here. And my brother, and been eating good food. I've been off. Like, I'm taking a few days off just because I can.
You just got off from vacation.
I know. Vacation on vacation.
I'm going to have to talk to your boss.
I mean, that's me. Yeah, I am the boss.
You're treating yourself too well.
You know what, though? I can. It's the bomb. I can. It's my freedom.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, Reagan, are you healthy?
I'm so much better than last week.
We missed you last week.
I missed myself last week because I wasn't myself, but I'm much better now.
I lost myself.
No, which is probably for the best. I isolated myself. I was like,
he went into quarantine, I believe.
I just need my corner and to be left alone for a bit. So, it was rough, but I'm better now. I'm alive. I'm healthy.
Good.
So those who wasn't with us on episode 324, it was literally like 3 minutes to go time. And Reagan,
like, I'm dying.
Reagan's like, I died 5 minutes ago, guys. I'm out.
Reagan sticks his head in the door.
See you guys next week.
We'll see y'all next week. I'm gone. I was like, the show? He goes, you don't want me on tonight. Which, by the way, you know, every religion has the same underlying thing. You know, as Christians believe, you reap what you sow. I think Middle Eastern religions call it karma. So we laughed a little bit at Reagan for his immediate departure because of nature calling. Well, guess what happened to Mr. Terry Wednesday night?
No, you got it?
No, I didn't get it. It's just we came home, we're doing our Wednesday night membership training, and we're talking, answering questions, and I'm sitting here, and then all of a sudden, you know, a moment came upon me.
Okay.
That said,
you must run.
Yeah, now for such a time as this.
That still backfired on me, though, because I was about, I think, for all our members that were on there, that was about, what, 3 minutes of just awkward silence.
Well, Gina told me you love the camera.
Well, it's not that.
You'll have to go back and
watch. We didn't really have any bullet points, and on our trainings, it's more of a time just to answer questions. We didn't have any questions, and I answered the last question, and there's nobody to riff off of, so I'm just there. I'm like, sorry that it's just me. I apologize.
The grass is green.
Yeah, apologize for wasting your time.
He goes into talking about the NBA and the Warriors. Oh, okay.
And you would never do that. You'd never be able to leave the room with me by myself.
No, we would never.
You know better, right?
Never, because then all of a sudden recipes are shared and, you know, baking tips and all this stuff. And then I have the
brownies.
I'd have the Department of Tobacco and Firearms showing up at my house wanting to know I've got the proper license. So No. We're never going to leave Miss Lindsay, you know, to her own devices. You know,
I need a chaperone, I guess.
I'm still answering emails on that episode.
It was a good episode. I like that one.
Do what?
So it was a good episode. I like that one.
Well, it was one of our more popular episodes. We got a lot of passionate feedback on that. So anyway, it was good. It really was good.
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to some of our members. We have Kenneth on here. We have Gary, Mark.
Kenneth.
We got Spencer.
Spencer.
Jay wanted to make sure we shout out his member Lacey. She just came on recently.
All
so
right.
Lacey, welcome, Lacey. Welcome to TW3 and the family.
To the house.
Come on in.
So we got a lot of our members
here. The water is fine. Hey, I did have a question before we came on, real quick before we get into this. We're celebrating, guys, 10 years here at TW. Woo! I started back in 08 with this thing. It started out just insurance, and then it went to insurance and lead generation, and it went to insurance, lead generation, building agencies, and now it went to lead generation agencies, to now it's just lead generation and agency, then the TW3 that you see before you today. So it's been a wild ride. I wished I could tell you that I just had this overarching, you know, master plan, that it just everything worked and I just did it the way it was planned, but man, we just fell into this thing.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
We
right?
flew by the seat of our pants, and I feel like Thomas Edison. I have learned 10,000 ways not to do business this way. Don't do it this way. You know, he you know, the famous saying, he figured out. Someone asked him one time, why didn't you just give up? Because you failed so often at trying to invent.
That's the real life of business, though.
It really is.
I mean, when I started out, I felt like under no circumstances could I ever take a day off.
Right.
And I just took 2 vacations in a month.
And you know what? You're probably more effective right now.
Oh, my word, yes.
Making more money. I have learned, it's real weird, but once you develop your skill set, mm-hmm. Now there's a time period where you just got to, you know, nose to the...
Got to be hardcore.
You got to be hardcore because you're learning your skill set. You're learning your craft. But once you get that, it really benefits you mm-hmm. to just back away and get your mind clear and get emotionally charged. And you're more effective with your time. And it's just...
I sold way more than I was supposed to this last month. I was like, I don't even need to... Like, please stop buying stuff from me. Like, I love my people and I'm so grateful.
No, I get that, I get it.
But I over-exceeded my goal by so far. And I took a vacation.
But isn't that when business is so fun?
It's the best.
When you've got more business and you... You know, it sounds terrible, but it's not. You can be more and more selective with what business you take.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that's when business is just fun, because then you're riding that business and you're doing that business with the people you want.
Right. And you're intentional about it.
And you're intentional about it. And, you know, there's just something about, you know, Apple. I look at Apple and I look at how people will stand in line mm-hmm. to go down there just to talk to someone. Right. Just to ask, hey, I bought this from you a year ago, and they'll stand in line to talk to a genius, and how they mm-hmm. can be real selective, and people say, what? But other companies are out there begging people to buy their product and service. And I'm telling you, when you can develop a business and you get it to where you got people coming to you on demand, it's the jam. That's the jam. Mm-hmm. That's the jam. Reagan, are you raising your hand? Are you making mm-mm. a motion?
No, I was scratching my
face. Is that a derogatory?
It's not. I was
scratching my face. Is that a pejorative you're using toward your father?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No, it's great.
Well, tonight, guys, we're talking about fighting for your freedom and your independence. But we're spending off, of course, this is the 4th of July. I love our country. It doesn't matter who's in the White House, by the way. It can be a donkey, it can be an elephant, it can be a jackass, which there's been some of those at times, and there have been all kinds of other folks that occupy that. You know, don't let your love for this country go up and down by its leadership. You know, for some of you right now, you're celebrating. This is the greatest time in America. And other of my clients are just like, oh my God, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Listen. You know, this is still a great country. It's a great country. It was made for, by entrepreneurs. I mean, what other country has developed so many products and services? You know, yes, we have other countries from time to time has been able to copy us or build it cheaper. But it all started, you know, and that's what this country is about. Opportunity, leveraging the opportunity that the good Lord has given you. And so I'm just, you know, not to get hokey, but I love that song. You know, I'm proud to be an American. I'm, you know, at least.
Oh,
I'm,
my word. Yeah. Can I tell you about a song real quick?
Go ahead.
So at church yesterday, our worship leader, I had no idea this guy played trumpet.
Oh, okay.
He picks up his trumpet and he's like, I'm gonna play a song. And he starts playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, man.
With a bazillion trills. Like, I've never heard a trumpet play like that in my life. It was ridiculous. And when he got to the point of the lyrics where the rockets red glare, the biggest flag I've ever seen in my life fell from behind the choir.
Oh.
It was crazy. That's good
timing. That's good timing.
It was so epic. And I was like, thank you, Lord, that we live here.
Yeah.
This is so good.
It really is. And, you know, there's a couple traditions. You know, like during Christmas, we watch certain shows during Christmas. Well, during 4th of July, there's a couple things I love watching and listening to. Number one, I love watching Sandlot.
Well, you have to. It's kind of it's like part of being an American.
Exactly. You know, apple pie, baseball, you know. Yeah. I love listening to, of course, I'm a big Chicago fan, but I always listen to Saturday in the Park because it was written by Robert Lamb, you know, while he was out in Central Park watching the kids play on 4th of July. So I like that. I watch that. But also, I'll tell you, a song that always almost moves me to tears during this season is a song by Ray Charles, because he's got that gospel sound anyway.
Oh, I love it.
And when he sings America, and he does it in that Charles gospel blues, and then
music just wrecks me.
It tears me up.
So good.
So, guys, I'm telling you, celebrate your freedom. Appreciate your freedom. Don't take it for granted. Demi Moore had a great line, and I quote it every time there is a Memorial Day. Every time there's Veterans Day, every time there's anything to celebrate our military or our country. And it's where, you know, leaving the courtroom scene and a few good men, the lawyer just had a disdain for the clients, which were two Marines that, you know, got in trouble for doing something, if you haven't seen the movie. And the lawyer looks at her just with great disdain, says, why do you like, and talking to these Marines, why do you like them so much? Yeah. And boy, she whipped right around and she says, because they stand on a wall. And they say, nothing's going to hurt you tonight, not on my watch. Boy, I tell you, every time I hear that, I get...
See, I mean, and one of the girls that I know from my business, her husband just came home from a year deployment. I've watched her raise her kids 2 and 1 years old by herself for a year. And her husband just came home. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you that you protect us.
We sit around and yap about sports and talk about everything, and I'm sitting here watching the Braves tied up with the Yankees. We enjoy our life as entrepreneurs.
We do.
Because we have freedom to do it.
That's right.
But this freedom wasn't free.
No, it was not free.
And so we celebrate that, and I'm telling you guys, just like our country and just like everything else, anything worth having is worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting political, but the commentary I will put on our society today, it seems like there's this mindset that's slipping in that more and more people would rather have an entitlement, would rather have something given to them rather than the opportunity to go and get as much as they want. Mm-hmm. And I've always said there's two things that cannot ever be divorced. Personal freedom and personal responsibility are married together.
They are.
If you want tons of freedom, then you're going to have tons of responsibility.
That's right.
The less responsibility you have, the less freedom you have. Mm-hmm. If you want, you don't want to have all the responsibility of an entrepreneur and all this, you don't want to have all the worries and all of this, that's fine. but you don't have the freedoms to go when you want, work when you want, make as much as you want. Yeah. I mean, the more you want to guarantee, the more they can say, okay, I guarantee you as low as I can get away with paying you because I'm out here taking the risk and I'll pay you. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it works. That's the way it is. And you can cry to every pontificate, pundit, and politician out there that it's not fair, but that is the way life works. I don't care who promises you what. That's just the way it works. There's laws. Mm-hmm. And that's just the law of economics. And life is a risk. One of our members, I don't know who was it. Was it Spencer that came on the other day? He had a line since he's on. I want to give him a shout out. He had a great line in that interview we did with him. He says, you know, if I'm going to be, if my career is at risk, the idea was if I'm going to risk something, I'd rather have a risk with a plan in my hand. Mm-hmm. Because when you go to work for big company A or B, there's no guarantee they're there tomorrow. You don't have a plan in your hand. You don't have any control. If you're going to risk, I mean, life is a risk. Why not? If you're going to take a risk, why not have the steering wheel in your hand? That's what entrepreneurialism does. So just wanted to tell you guys, that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we're taking questions about. If you have any questions about, hey, Terry, I want to work from home. I want to make this amount. What amount of money do you want to make? Tell Reagan right now, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Tell him what do you want to make and tell him what you're good at, and we can show you how you can leverage the TW3 system. And you can, 10 years from now, be on here with me celebrating your 10 years as a successful entrepreneur working from home.
Spencer put in the comments, life is a risk, so you might as well have a risk with steps.
Thank you, Spencer. Yes. Clean up that comment. I'm trying to quote you, and I'm just butchering you all over the place. And thank God he's on. Real quick, before we get in and start taking your questions, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow there. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with good content. You know, the good book says, wash your mind out daily. And so the way you do that, I like what Seth Godin says. He says, you're the sum total of the five people you hang around the most. Mm. And so if you want to get around good people, you know, the best way to do it is listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks. I listened to NPR. I listened to what's his name? Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson. I listened to Jeff Rogan. I listened to Ben Shapiro. I listened to five or six from different.
Can I throw out one?
Go ahead.
I am listening to an audiobook right now, and it's called Girl, Wash Your Face.
Ow! Now, what's that about?
It is about, like, having this mentality that you're not going to be a victim.
Oh, yeah.
And get it done. Like, nobody's got it perfect.
Right.
You know, everybody has problems. Yeah. Like, even if your life looks perfect on Facebook, which is hilarious.
That's exactly right.
Girl, wash your face.
Right.
Like, get up and get it done.
Get out and go.
I'm only a little bit into it, but I'm already like, yes, 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 I needed that. I needed that.
I tell you why some people struggle, and I need to get the what I was promoting there is go to terrywilson3.com/freebook, get a free audio book. Get signed up with these companies and listen to podcasts like that. But to spin off what you're saying, this one, I need to button that up since I was talking about the sponsor. A lot of times people don't hear the message that people are giving when they talk about personal responsibility, personal responsibility, personal responsibility. You do it. Go out there and get it. Go. It's almost offensive to some people because what they hear, even though what's being said is you can do it. You're worth the book. You are worth more. Mm-hmm. You can go as far, be as much, do as much as you want. If you believe in yourself, if you believe it, you can receive it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the reality of life. But so many people are have an antithesis that are just a reaction to that message because I think what they hear is you don't understand my problem. You don't understand where I've been. And in other words, they almost feel like you're not validating
right.
My pain. And we're not saying you didn't have pain.
No.
We're not saying that people aren't truly victims.
Yeah, bad things happen. Terrible things happen to great people.
But the question is, what do you do with it?
Here's the deal. You have a choice every day when you wake up. You can walk as a victim or you can walk in victory.
You got to, you know.
You got to pick.
That's your two choices. It's a binary decision.
Yeah.
And the deep, dark, just destructive thing about staying where you're at, staying in this mully grub, staying in this, they did this to me, I got involved with this business and I was taken advantage of, or I tried to do this and I was taken advantage of, or I went to work and I did all the work and then someone else got the credit and I was overlooked for the rest. Everybody's had something like that happen.
Every one of us.
Everyone. And the problem with the deep, dark, deceptive idea is people feel, I feel like, okay, if I maintain this attitude and I maintain this mindset, then somehow it makes it better. And it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's not productive.
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
It makes it worse. You're looking at me like you.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. You got questions coming in? Or
we do, but I mean, we can.
Okay. Get them, you know. Well, real quick, let me. You hit a trigger, and I had to get off my. But sponsors, leaders, readers, earners, and learners. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. Get us a free book there. Listen, we're in the middle of summer right now. This is travel season. And so people are renting cars, renting hotels, booking flights and all that. If you want the absolute lowest price on airfare, hotel rental, car rental, anything like that, go over to terrywilson3.com/booking. That's terrywilson3.com/booking and rent all your stuff through that. They pay me a little bit for sending you there. And you save tons and tons of money. So it is a win-win. Finally, if you do want to take part in becoming an entrepreneur and taking control of your income, your career, your life, and everything, we want to work with you. And we want to work with you at some level if you are entrepreneurial minded. Now, if you're in a place right now where you don't know where your next paycheck's going to come from, you don't know if you're going to have food on the table next week, I'm going to help you get an hourly and salary job until you can get stored up. You know, Apostle Paul was called to be one of the greatest apostles in biblical history, wrote the 2/3 of the New Testament. But there were times he had to back away from what he was called to do to go build tents, to get a regular job.
To put food on the table.
Put food on the table. So you might be the next Terry Wilson, the Seth Godin, the next John Maxwell, the next, you know, John Lee. You might be the next rock star, but right now, You got to get food on the table. We're going to show you how to get hourly and salary jobs. Go over to terrywilson3.com/apply. terrywilson3.com/apply. We're going to show you the orientation of our business and what we do. We have two ways to credential with us. One's for free. One doesn't cost you anything up front, but you pay through financing later on. And we've got different creative ways of financing, or you can pay for it up front. And the pay for side is the trainer side. And that's where the big money is. That's where the training is. That's where having this technology and you know, really you're leveraging all of our stuff, and you statistically are going to have a better chance of really taking off quicker than you would without it. But, you know, we have that and we have the free. And then if you fall in the cracks of saying, hey, this just isn't right now, we show you how to get some hourly and salary stuff to get you going. And by the way, we get paid to do that. There's no secret here. That's one of the beautiful things about this business opportunity versus any other I've ever known. We get paid to help you, regardless of what that looks like. That might mean do not buy any of our training, our system, or anything. Go over here, get this job. We'll help you, because that company that we're sending you to pays us. So we never have this onus, this pressure. Oh my God, if I don't sell something to you, you've wasted my time. We want to help you. We have an incentive to help you. And the way we help you is over at terrywilson3.com/apply. So if you want to chat with us tonight, if you have questions, Reagan has the chat room open. You can type in over at terrywilson3.com/live. Go in the bottom right-hand corner. It's got my little face. It looks like Guy Fieri going. And ask a question. Go ahead, Reagan.
First one, it says, Reagan, this is from Jay. I want to make $10,000 per month passively. I like real estate and helping businesses grow. Currently a plus member with plans to move to Elite by the end of the year. Where should I focus?
Okay. So he's in real estate. He wants to make $10,000 a month passively. That means he needs to make basically $2,500 a week, because I'm going off a four-week month typically. That's 10 grand. Passively does not happen immediately. Passively is a long-term thing, but it can get there. It does get there. The way you're wanting to do passive income, a passive income strategy is always going to be something tied to a subscription-based monthly residual thing. Residual is going to give you that. And then as you build your business and you have people selling your products, selling your training, selling your stuff, selling your R&P, those things, you can also get passive through our referral marketing. Now, this is not multi-level marketing for you guys listening for the first time. We don't have multiple layers, but as an Elite member, you have the ability to sell everything we offer. And when you sell something, like one of our platforms that's $97 a month, you get $50 of that. And then if a Plus member comes on and starts doing some of our the RMP, they're getting their credentials with our referral marketing partners through your agency, which means you can set your override. So that's the way it works. It's not MLM where then they sign someone up and they sign someone and goes down. It doesn't do that. It's just one. You have an agency and then what's on that first level. So a lot of people get that confusing. Oh, see, I knew it was an MLM and you know, go crazy. But if you're wanting to do 10 grand a month, here's what I would tell you to do immediately. That means you need to be making $2,500 a week. If you need to make $2,500 a week, what you need to be doing is selling probably either two plus packages, an elite package, or four rep packages. It's easier to sell the plus and elite. That's just those two systems. That will get you there. Well, what is, in your real estate background, what does a plus and elite package represent? That represents talking to one real estate agent and one real estate broker, because the broker is going to buy the elite package. The agent is going to buy the plus package because they're looking for a lead generation system, and the broker is looking for a lead gen system and something that they can get all of their agents on under them in their agency. So those are the two types of people, and you just, all it is two a week. Well, our numbers bear out. If you want to sell two a week, you need to be having 50 processed leads come through your system. What does 50 processed leads look like? Typically, that's going to look like a couple hundred people you're pushing through your funnel. That's what it looks like. So you're targeting the real estate world. You're pushing 200 through your funnel each week. You're dripping on them as we show, and you've got the autoresponder in the back, but you need to be pushing 200 a week to get the numbers out. That's what it looks like. And then over time, what's going to happen is you're going to, like for me personally, I do absolutely no marketing anymore, hardly. It's what I call active marketing. Posting on Facebook paid ads, posting on Craigslist with paid ads, posting on ZipRecruiter, posting on Indeed, posting on LinkedIn with paid ads. All of my traffic now comes from passive activity, stuff that blogs I've already done, podcasts I've already done, webinars I've already done, having the affiliates that work with me promote my business for me, because Jay is a paid member, which means he's a trainer, which means he can recruit affiliates in his business for free, have them go out in the highways and the byways. And that's another one of the things that people lose sight of in this business is you can recruit affiliates in your business for free. If you can't recruit people for free, then what do they want? It costs them nothing. And they have a product to sell. They have a commission schedule and they have training to sell. And then if you want to come alongside them and say, hey, since you don't have a lead generation system, since you don't have enough drive leads, since you don't have an autorespond funnel, you don't have all these assets, I'll sell you a booster, you know, a lead booster. And you sell them 25 leads for whatever you sell it for them. And you help them out if they want. You can sell them 25 leads for $50, $100, whatever you work out. But you're equipping them and helping them to become more successful. So that's what I would say. If that's what he's wanting to do, that's how to do it.
Cool. How do we do, well, not us personally, but I guess the business in a whole, how does it do around the holidays? Do we slow down? Do we pick up?
Why don't you answer that?
I mean, it varies. I would say, I mean, last summer, I would say we slowed down a good bit, especially
You say holidays, I always say, I'm thinking Christmas. The end of the year.
I got you.
I'm thinking
asking specifically about 4th of July.
Typically, this is our slowest time.
Yep.
Typically.
The J months. Yeah. June, July, January.
June, July. And January is not for us. Mm-hmm. But June and July typically is our, if we have a slow month, it's our slowest month. Yeah. And I will tell you, last month, mm-hmm. This past June, we did four times in volume what we did the previous June.
Yes.
It has just been, we have not seen a slowdown since last, have we?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Honestly, the last few days have been the slowest it's been. That's what I would imagine.
Because and that's just because we're right up on the weekend of the 4th of July.
So I would imagine it slows down a bit, but.
That is true. If you want to know, this past 2 days
yeah.
has been the slowest we've had in 6-8 months.
Kind of a nice break, maybe.
And no one.
Honestly, though, it's sort of about what you were talking about. It can be sometimes.
Yeah.
You
know,
well, you're talking to someone in service over there, by the way, that handled. Well,
yeah. Okay, he's over there. Like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I have no idea. I'm the salesman over here. I'll go.
I'm the whole show at my business. That's true. So, like,
at the end of June, my hair was on fire. Like, this is good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason he decided he'd take a second job is because, well, he said, I can pick up some extra cash in the summer because it does slow down a little bit,
yeah.
You know, in July.
Jokes on me.
and now he's walking around like a zombie. I said, have you slept?
What's sleep?
What's sleep look like?
Well, hey.
I had a daydream about sleep one time.
I dreamt about sleep one time.
Yeah. No, it's good, though. It's good to see that we're busy. Let's see here. We've got more questions. Do you have any stuff you want to go into or you want to wait?
No, I'll go ahead and then I got some other stuff we can hit.
Let's see. Hey, Terry, last week I asked a question. It did not get addressed. I think this was on the Wednesday thing. We did address it, but it might have been towards the end, so you might not have caught it. You always say to put your name on everything, and that's a good thing for you. How do you suggest to someone to brand if their name doesn't always have the positive connotations? So, I mean,
yeah, know. So here's the thing. If you know, I personally, because I look at myself and I coach other people to not look at themselves as a salesperson, because in our business you shouldn't have to sell anything. I look at what we do as consulting. Mm-hmm. I really do, because if, like I said earlier, if you don't want this, here's something. We're giving stuff.
Right.
We're just saying, what are your needs? Here you go. And 85% of what we offer doesn't cost the client anything. Mm-hmm. Now, the more attractive stuff does, mm-hmm. but that's just the way life works, right? But in that environment that we've tried to create at TW3, you're not a salesperson, you're a consultant. And because you're a consultant, I coach, like the gentleman's doing here, I always try to do it in your name. Mm. Because part of being a coach and a consultant and getting out of looking like a salesperson is be personable. Mm-hmm. Put your face on it. Let people know you're a real person. Don't be afraid of offending people.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of saying, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Because as you are being real,
you'll attract.
You're going to attract. I've got people that will walk over fire for me.
Right.
And I've got other people that would not pee on me if I was on fire.
Well, I have people that love me because I share who I am, and they will buy from me for the next 10 years. As long as I'm selling something, they will buy it because of our relationship.
So to answer his question, he's either he doesn't like his name.
I think it was more of a marketing question about his name.
His name, he just doesn't feel like it's marketable. So here's what I would do. I would pick one part of your name, either your first or your last, and then come up with an alias on the second one. So, like, I don't even know if I should say this.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm like...
While you're saying, I'm going to give props to his first name. I would imagine it's the second part of his name that he's talking about.
He might just think
it's... But his first name's Troy, and that's an incredible name.
Absolutely.
That's a great name. That's a strong name.
I think his last name, he might think it might... I don't know. He hasn't... So, if he's thinking it might be making people think of a... So I would just use a,
an alias, I guess.
An alias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use your middle name, your first and middle name, or use your middle.
Or just the first name, you know?
I mean, you want to, should I tell my dirty little secret about my name? I don't use my first name.
I don't know what your first name. It's not Terry?
No, that's my middle name.
Well, Gina, I'm friends with your wife.
Everybody calls me because that's what I go by.
Yeah.
The reason I use that is because that's what everybody calls me, but my legal first name is John. It's John T. Wilson III. That's why it's Terry Wilson III.
It's also not Harry. It's Terrell.
We don't need to get so specific.
John
Terrell. We were going to leave that out.
Hey, no. I'm from Terrell County, Georgia, so it's all good.
Then all of our members leave. They're like, wait a minute. I'm out.
Trust this guy.
My family, everyone has always called me Terry, so that's what I go by.
Would your sister call you?
Have you ever laughed at someone? I'm not even going there. You're going to get in trouble.
Going to timeout, Reagan. Yeah. You're 21 years old. Timeout.
You crossed the line, buddy. But there was this one lady, and this is a real name. I looked it up because I thought she was joking.
Oh, no.
She called me because she was coming.
You obviously can't say the name.
Well, it's a real name.
I understand. You can't say her real name.
I can't. I shouldn't say
you
this.
You cannot say her real name on a live podcast.
I'm going to vote with Reagan on this.
Okay.
Yeah. Just trying to make sure we get ahead of this. You cannot say her real name.
How about you say the part of her name that's
questionable? Can I just say the last name only?
Whatever part of the name that's raising suspicion.
I guess you
suspicion.
Could say the last name, but
yeah, still, that's what I'm getting at. Okay. But do you know what the last name is that I'm referring to?
I remember you telling this story.
Because I started laughing and she got offended and hung up on me. Because it was one of those.
What's her last name?
I'm going to hold on 1 second, guys.
just,
so should I say that?
Just leave it.
That was a real that was a real last name.
I think you have to.
You can't have Lindsay laughing like this and not say it. People are going to be upset.
Can people hear me?
Yes, we're on. So don't. But do we need to go to a commercial?
We killed Lindsay. Oh no!
But the point was, it hit me like when I first heard it. See, I'm not laughing as much because I've acclimated, and I looked it up. It's a real name. So she, because when she, would you stop? When she told me, I thought she was joking, and so I'm just laughing, thinking it's a joke. And this lady got so mad at me. And she was buying a plus package.
You can't say her name. You can't even say her last name. Okay. There's no way.
But it's just one of those names, guys, I promise you. It just, and I'm not making fun of anybody. If your name is this, God love you. I mean,
if this was my last name, though, I would change it.
Really? Okay, go on. Next question. We gotta.
That was the end of the question.
Okay.
The next
so,
right
10 years in business.
I'm gonna be fired. I'm sorry.
No. Well, that's why I told you guys. I was like, should I say this? Cause I needed some help here. This is a live podcast. So, now with the person who asked that question, his name. He needs to do whatever he's comfortable with. But there's really nothing even wrong with his.
I like his name
Troy through and
strong.
Through. Yeah. Well, the first and last. But if it's a situation where, you know, he just wanting to get branded differently or maybe he's had a situation, I don't know what the deal is.
I would
go
with Troy Strong Marketing.
Yeah, but put your name in it somehow. The main thing is get your name somehow, your first, your middle, whatever you want, and get your face out there. Let them know that you're a real person. That's the only thing we're saying.
Your face is so critical.
Now, if you got this young lady's last name, change it.
We can say whatever we want about it as long as we don't mention it. I would hate to find out.
Ooh, glory. Yeah. Because I actually taught a class on that. I used that as an illustration. And people to this day come up. Matter of fact, when I preached 2 Sundays ago, one of the ladies came up to me because I was talking about being reasonable and being in control of the way you feel.
And then you say,
and then she
story.
Says, does that mean when people call and their last name is because she heard? And I said, well, that's where I was unreasonable.
I've learned from experience.
I preached to myself.
See, the way you're laughing, that's how he laughed when he was telling us the story.
It's funny.
He came in, if I remember, he's like, I just lost X amount of dollars. And he was in tears laughing about it. And he was like,
Have you ever laughed at it cost you $850? Because she was in the shopping cart trying to check out and had a technical question. And I says, well, let me look and see where you're at. And I can see where, you know, help you out. And I says, what's your last name? And that's what she told me.
Well, you thought she was pulling your leg.
And I was like, no, really, really. She said, that is my last name. I said, bless your heart.
Is she Southern at least?
No, she's from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, gracious.
And she did not
a lot of grace.
She did not appreciate my Southern sensibilities.
South, I feel like, you know, if you say bless your heart, people like receive that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we've got that passive aggressive. Boy, look at you. You're dumb as a brick, aren't you? Bless your heart. You know, we can say that stuff, but somehow it didn't, the sweet tea dialect
didn't transfer.
Didn't transfer. Here are three things I learned in business over the last 10 years that I wanted to pass on to you guys. Number one, when we first started TW3, it was straight up insurance. That's all we were doing. And I struggled for the first several years doing it. And the reason is because I'd been in out of direct sales for so long in a retail wholesale environment where you had a catalog, you had an online presence, people calling you. Got in the insurance world and you're having to go out and talk to them. You have to get in front of people. No one just picks up and say, hey, I'm going to die one day and need some life insurance. Can I buy something from you? They just don't do that. So you have to go out and convince them that they're going to die and still be a positive meeting and sell it and all that. So the point of the matter is I had to really learn how to generate leads. So the three lessons I would teach any of you guys that and would tell you, you've got to be able to do this if you want to be successful in business. Number one, generate leads. Number two, if you want a sustainable business, if you want a business that puts the odds in your favor, here's something here. If you want to know the secret sauce of TW3 and why it's successful and how Gary's talked about and alluded and Tracy and some of these other guys and Josie, who's been with me for years and they've seen companies come and go and we're still here. Here's the dirty little secret. Here's the secret sauce of TW3. And I don't mind telling you because even if people try to copy it, we've had three or four people try to copy us over the last 10 years and fail because there's still some things we don't tell everything.
Flat
earther. Yeah, but it is. We were flattered.
I'm sorry.
But you're still over there on the...
To be fair, you can't even be upset because this is how you were for about a day.
I am not upset. I completely empathize with her. I'm actually more like... I don't even know if I should have brought it up.
this is on me.
I own this. It is. It is. Well, that's why I was like, I don't know if I should say this because it's not dirty.
No, it's not.
No, not even a little bit. It's just
silly.
Still, though, you can't.
It's like preschool.
Well, it's like the German name Sour Butts. It's not that, but you know, that's a real name.
Yeah.
It's one of those type names.
Yeah, just worse.
It's worse than that, though.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Sour Butts is a real name. That's a German name.
I'd pay for that name personally. Actually, I'm over 18. I can change my name now.
You can.
I'm Reagan Sour Butts now.
You got red hair, so.
Yeah, you go.
Well, I tell you, this show is going off the rails, and it's my fault.
I'm sorry. Hey, we do have a question if you want to address
it. Yeah, go ahead. I'll get the point to here.
Let's see. Hey, guys, what can we tell someone on the fence because they're not sure if it's going to work for them?
Okay. Well, the thing that I would tell people, and this gets into what the sort of the secret sauce of TW3 is, every business opportunity that you can look at, folks, and every business opportunity I know of, they're all the same thing. Here's a product. Here's what we pay in commission. Go sell it. And it reminds me of the story of the gold rush in the early 1800s. Have you ever heard that story? Let me tell it. And this tells you why we're successful. When you sell, when you go out and you try to dig for gold, and you prospect, and you're trying, you know, you're chasing your dream, you're chasing your goal, your goals. And someone's told you, hey, you can realize your dreams and goals by going over to that mountain and digging and prospecting, and maybe your goals is money, and the hill that you're on is called the insurance business, or the other hill is the real estate business, or this hill is the direct sales business, or the affiliate marketing hill, or whatever area that you're digging, and you're digging, and you're digging, and you're trying to find that goal, because the gold is where the money's at, and that's what you want. You want time and freedom. You want to strike it to where you don't have to worry about money anymore. This is a lesson from the gold rush in the early 1800s. There are two types of people. In the gold rush, the people that dug for gold, and if you look at the numbers, very, very few of them hit it rich. Very few. If you read Forbes magazine, if you read all of these other magazines that own business, they will tell you 98% of home-based businesses fail. So think about it. That's a very sobering number. Only 2%.
It's sad when you're starting. It's like, oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Only 2% make it. But then there's the flip side. There is another group of people that went out during the gold rush. And every single one of them made money. There's the people that went out in the gold rush digging for the gold, looking, prospecting for gold. And only about 2% of them hit it.
was it and then the there's people that were like selling the things to the people prospecting?
That's right.
Yes.
Who sold the shovels?
The shovels and the pick yep. salesman and the axe salesman.
Yep.
At TW3, we sell the tools, yes. the training, and the technology mm-hmm. for you to be able. And the reason why our product was, and it doesn't matter. Well, 1 year, the voice broadcast dialer was the big meow. 1 year, it was the bulk email. That was a great meow. 1 year, it's the blogging. Another year, it's the podcasting. Huh? Mm-hmm. If you'll notice in our back office, there's all of these different tools. And you say, well, Terry, why not? Because one tool doesn't fit all.
That's right.
What we've got is a toolbox. And we say, what kind of business? Okay, you need this type of pick. Mm-hmm. Because we have thousands of people that's been up on that hill that you're wanting to go to. Mm-hmm. And here's the... So when you get into TW3 and the gentleman asking or the lady is asking the question, and what would you tell someone? I would tell you our retention rate is 82%. That doesn't mean everyone makes money. It doesn't. It does mean, though, that people that get in, we guarantee you, we have a 90-day money-made guarantee. If you get our system, learn it, use it the way we show you in 90 days, you're going to see results. We guarantee that. And you can go to terrywilson3.com/90day and see that. Because we've been doing it long enough, we know if you do it the way we tell you, you're going to find results. You're going to, because we are putting ourselves in that position that we sell the tools. Now, if, and I had a gentleman just the other week, it says, I've been in the insurance business and I've been doing your business and I'm getting out of the insurance business. And I'm not advocating people get out of any business. And I said, why? You're doing so well. He goes, because it's so much easier to sell your stuff. Because once you understand the insurance world and how you just got to have leads, or once you understand the real estate world, or once you understand whatever world, and you sort of got an inroad to that that world, then you know all those people, you know their pain points, and then you know the TW3 system, and you say, okay, let me speak that pain point. What you need is this product right. here. And you just, and then all of a sudden you're the consultant. All of a sudden you're the pick and shovel salesman.
Yeah.
And you always make money. And then the thing is, you're helping them. You're pouring life into them. You're helping them become successful. They stay with your business. And if you're an elite member, you get that $50 a month. And that's why Gary Green and Tracy and some of them got 300 active members paying $50. You know, they're getting $50 a month out of that. I mean, it's you want to talk about passive income, residual income. It's there. It's just there. So number two, the first lesson is the supreme value of lead generation. You know, before I would learn another product, another a system, another get involved in another business, I would say, I'm going to learn. I'm going to become an expert on lead generation. And if you don't have the tools, training, and technology, that's what we offer you. Number two, I would tell you to understand the lessons behind the story of the gold rush. And number three, I would tell you the three T's that you got to have, tools, training, and technology. You've got to have that, and you got to be okay for them to change. I had a member the other day just get all upset because he joined 2 years ago, and then he went dormant. He came back just a few months ago, and our dialer is completely different. I just slapped my microphone. And he's like, you know, every time I turn around, I said, it's technology.
Yes.
It's just, it has to. It's
You're
not
telling
us.
Me technology doesn't stay static.
The only thing consistent is change.
Oh, that's a lie. I'm still using my Nokia from 2005. I'm just messing.
iPhone.
Anyway, so the point is, guys, you literally can sell anything if you understand how to generate leads. Lindsay had a story about someone down in Florida, but it turned out to be a hoax, so we couldn't use that.
Oh, but it was so funny.
Well, tell the story anyway. It's fake, but it's so funny.
So apparently there's an incredibly gifted writer out there in the universe, and they made this story up, and I thought it was real, and I laughed for weeks.
So excited about it.
I was super, super pumped about it.
It was a funny story.
It was super funny. This husband and wife were selling tickets to heaven that were solid gold. And what was the price point on them?
Were they on TBN by chance?
They weren't, actually, which is kind of wild. They were
They knew selling, nothing about marketing. If they weren't.
They were selling tickets to heaven. I got the article right here so I can get the facts straight. They were $99.99. Solid gold, and they reserved the buyers a spot in heaven. Just present the ticket at the pearly gates and you're in. I mean, that sounds easy.
I'm telling you, the fact that people would...
And people, yeah, and apparently people were buying. He said Jesus gave them to him behind the KFC so he could get some money to go to outer space He met an alien named Stevie who said he got the cash together. He would take him and his wife on a flying saucer to his planet for to be in a planet entirely of drugs. Yeah, that was
I tell you, people are... The moral of this story, guys.
Tom Cruise,
Oh, and the baby alligator. Don't forget about the alligator. They confiscated a baby alligator and paraphernalia and $10,000 in cash.
The moral of the story, guys, is this. Online, you can sell anything. You really can. Now, I don't advocate nor recommend you selling goofy stuff. But I run into so many people, so I just wouldn't know who to sell to and what to sell. Don't worry about it. They're out there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
People will buy anything.
People will buy.
Tickets to heaven.
Tickets and anything else. But, Reagan, you know about people that.
Sell themselves. Like, for entertainment.
For entertainment.
Or streamers. There's a lot of people in today's industry that just stream themselves playing video games. And you can donate to watch them play. They'll stream. I think the biggest thing right now is Fortnite. You can ask my little brother. He's all about it. That's about the only thing he'll do is play Fortnite. River. That's all he does is play Fortnite. But there's these streamers. You can go on Twitch and watch them, and they'll have, you know, a few hundred thousand people watching them. And they're just kids, but they'll donate $1 here, $5 there. And when you add all that up, that's a lot of money.
So they get paid to play video games.
They don't get paid. They get rich.
They get these people aren't just paid.
Rich. I mean, I know that's, you know, the
millionaires.
I play Super Mario Brothers, and nobody's paying
you. Yeah, nobody's paying you. I'm sorry. But
seriously, these kids will pay $1, $5. They get millions of kids watching them, and some of them, most of them don't pay anything, but you'll have $1 here, $5 here, because they're wanting to learn a little trick or something, or how to get around.
Or they're funny.
Or they're funny. Or they're just entertaining.
Yeah.
And there are kids that are under 16 that are millionaires.
One of my favorite channels is a guy, because it's just ingenious what he does. I mean, it really is. He just had
PewDiePie.
No. I'm talking about this is a guy from we can't comment on him. He's kind of hard, but there's a guy in North Carolina. He has a channel. His name's Mr. Beast, and his channel got big because he just said, "I'm going to count to 60,000 or whatever the number was." And he just records himself sitting in his room, counting to whatever this outrageous number. It's like 12 hours to 24 hours or whatever of footage of him just counting. And by the end of it, of course, he looks exhausted. He looks dead. But 2 million people watched it. He puts advertisements on that video. And now that's what he's known for, is he does these ridiculous things. Like one of the, I mean, he's rolling in cash now, so he pays... He's somewhere in Myrtle Beach, of all places, and he pays a cab driver to... He said, "How much would it take me to pay you to drive me to Los Angeles?" Cab driver calls his wife. He's like, "Can I make this trip?" And, of course, and he tells him, "I'll pay you $10,000, like, right here, just to take me." And that's the type of videos he makes now, because he just had these...
Riding to Los Angeles?
Riding in an Uber. You can see all his name's Mr. Beast. You can look him up on YouTube. I think another one he did was he watched a really popular song that was popular with the kids last year. He watched it for 24 hours straight. And he just keeps pressing replay for 24 hours.
No.
It sounds ridiculous, but you sacrifice 24 hours of your time with just this silly idea. And he made, you know, a mint off that video. Probably paid a house. Trouble. But, well, I mean, I can't fault him, though. I can't.
I mean, I don't agree with where society is and all this, but, you know, Goodwick says, "Why is a serpent harmless as a dove?" You know, I'm not saying take advantage of people, hurt people or anything, or do anything nefarious or unethical. But if the market's out there and saying, "I give value," even though my judgment is there is no value, I'm not going to argue if it's not illegal, it's not immoral, it's not unethical.
Because the thing is, this isn't a streaming channel where people donate. This is literally they just clicked on the video to see what it was about, and he made money from the advertisers that put advertisements on his video.
I'm so disturbed by this.
It makes me upset a little bit, because it's like, why didn't I think of that? Like, but that's how all of his videos are laid out.
Is he a millennial?
He's around my age, so I guess like he's on that gap where it's...
Does he live in his mother's basement?
Oh, he does not. There's a video. He's actually a good guy. If you look at it, he actually paid off his mother's house, like, with the money he's made. He's, like I said, he's okay. He's well off now.
So you give him a check mark.
I'd give him a check mark. I'm upset because it's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And he's making so much money from it. But the thing is, I mean, if you have a good idea.
We need to invite my husband onto the podcast to discuss this.
Yeah, I'm sure Justin will have opinions on
this. He would have all the opinions on this. Well, you know,
the society is
changing.
It's changing. But, you know, and like I said, I'm not saying participate in something you feel is stupid, but I'm trying to get people to broaden their mindset as to what's possible.
I don't know if I can go there.
Well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but I'm, and maybe I missed what you guys were talking about because I was checking something, but I am talking about this online gaming and doing things that you're interested in. If you're interested in it and you love it, there's other people out there who's interested in it and love it. Yeah. And if you can build an audience around it, you can monetize it.
I mean, theoretically, yes, but.
What were you talking about? I must have checked out. What was the.
Oh, I was talking about the kid from North Carolina that makes these YouTube videos where he like counts to 60,000.
Oh, yeah.
A million people watch it and he makes.
There's nothing nefarious about it. It's just goofy.
It's goofy, but. I mean,
well, here's the thing. If he had 5 kids and a wife, is that going to support them continuously? Is that realistic long term?
No, it's not.
Well, if he saves his money, I mean, he's made millions off his videos.
But the same argument could be made: you're not going to be young and healthy and be able to play sports your whole life. But should you stop if you've got a $70 million contract to be able to play for the next 4 years?
The way I think of it,
no. But you should also be cultivating another skill set.
Well, that's. You know,
well, he was.
If I was coaching him, that's what I'd be telling him.
This guy's a student. Right. This is someone that was going to college. He was, but he made the video like, "Oh, it'd be funny if I just recorded myself talking for, or counting for this many hours." And he puts it up there, and he realizes, I think he, because he kind of goes into this, he's like, "I realize that there's a market for just these insane, silly ideas." Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, if I just, everybody's talking about this song, It's Every Day, Bro, because we all talk about how stupid the song is. But what if I just watched it for 24 hours straight and sang along? And of course, nobody's going to sit there and watch a 24-hour video, but you skip around in it. And advertisers pay, you know, whenever.
I'm very, very disturbed by this.
It's disturbing, and it makes you a little bit upset when you look at the analytical numbers.
It is wide open online.
Obviously.
It's open enough to where you can do stupid stuff, and you can do immoral stuff. I'm not advocating, but I am saying as creative as you can be, and you can build an audience. And the thing about
he sells t-shirts now too.
He's got a fan base. I mean, he's got a fan base.
I will not.
You're not his audience.
I don't think you're.
My husband would fire me.
But here's the thing I would tell you, Lindsay. 98% of the people that you run in contact with online are not going to dig what you do. And you're doing everything right. Mm-hmm. But your personality, your dialect, the industry you're in, you're just not. But it's that 2%.
Yeah, those are my people.
Those are your people.
Right.
And so that's the thing. You know, so many people will look at you and say, well, I'm not as pretty as she is. I'm not as well spoken as she is. I'm not this. And they will talk themselves out of doing what they should do. Mm-hmm. Because they don't see value in what they do because it don't look like you. Hmm. And the point is, if you've got a skill set just as dumb as counting to 60,000 and can build an audience and do internet, you can. The point is, someone's going to find it, obviously.
Well, apparently lots of people.
Well, that's the whole point. The point is, don't talk yourself out of going for something. It might sound silly.
Well, maybe I need to count to 100,000.
You should.
Maybe that is my
next
step.
You probably just can't do it as entertaining as
maybe I mean, you should. Clearly, I'm not gifted enough to entertain.
Hey, before we get going too far, I know we got some other content we want to cover. We're offering a special, and I needed to get did I mention this up front?
I don't believe you did.
You teased about it.
Did I tease about it? Okay. Guys, if you want to enroll in TW3, now's the time.
Today is the day.
If you enroll into TW3 at any level between now and midnight tomorrow night, you can't do it on July 4th. If it turns into July 4th of afterwards, you're done. This doesn't apply.
No dice.
But this is our 10-year celebration. We're going to give you 10 weeks for half off. 10 weeks for half off, which means the $97 a month admin fee gets knocked down to only $50 a month. that's it for the, your for 10 weeks. So it's basically you're 2 months into the business. We're going to do that. We're also going to give you half off on any services that you want to. And let me cover that for just a second. When you get into our system, we show you step by step how to do three things that you've got to be able to do. Steps 1 through 6 covers three things. You got to be able to do it. You got to be able to set up your website. You got to be able to set up your sales funnel. And you got to set up, we recommend, you don't have to, but we recommend setting up an autoresponder. Those three things. Those three things are typically the most difficult, and they're not difficult because we give you step by step, Lindsay.
All the steps.
All the steps. Lindsay, would you consider yourself a technical person?
Absolutely not.
Would you consider yourself a person that had great experience with web design, graphic design, marketing?
Oh, gracious, no.
Okay. And were you able to follow the steps? And
like a boss.
Okay. So here's someone that doesn't consider themselves technical, doesn't consider, and we give you the step-by-step on how to do everything. However, everyone say however.
However.
Whomever.
However, some people more like me that get frustrated at the drop of a hat when they're dealing with these little digital things and don't want to take the time to read the instructions, don't want to take the time to do it, would just rather pay one of our developers to do it for them. So we have services that we don't push it on you. We, matter of fact, we tell you, don't buy this, do it yourself, learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. But we have people, but we don't want you standing still, not making money because you're not doing it. So what we do is we have these side services over here saying, if you want to pay one of my developers and come in and set up your website and your blog, set up your autoresponder, set up your sales funnel, we'll do that. And they're priced out accordingly. If you come on before now and midnight tomorrow night, not only are you going to get half off on the first 10 days, which is first 2 months in the business, you're also going to get half off on any of those services.
You said 10 days. You meant 10 weeks, right?
10 weeks. Excuse me. 10 weeks. 10 weeks. 10 weeks, which is 2 months. 10 weeks is 2 months. 10 weeks. 10 weeks. So excuse me. So if you want to onboard, contact your recruiter tonight. Contact your recruiter tonight. If you onboard while we're on this podcast right now, the first person that onboards while we're still on this podcast, if the podcast goes off, it's over. We're going to give you those three services. I'm going to give you a web design, autoresponse, and your sales funnel. We're going to give those three things to you. Okay.
That's an insane amount of giving.
That's
really good.
That's a, help me out with the math. That's about $300-$400 worth of,
yeah,
of just giving you services.
Wages. That is like crazy, crazy good, because while there are great instructions, there's
it's going to save them value. Well, it's going to save them about a week and a half of work.
Of time. Time is money.
Right. So, but you got to get on before the podcast is over to get that.
Past 10 o'clock. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Hustle mode.
So get over at TerryWilson3.com/enroll. TerryWilson3.com/enroll. Put your recruiter's name in. But we're going to give that away. And you're going to get the half off on the 10 weeks, which is 2 months, on your admin fees. The admin fees for our business is $97 a month. You're going to get it for basically $50 a month for your first 2 months. So that's just to celebrate. It doesn't cost. And by the way, this doesn't cost our recruiters or trainers or anything. This doesn't come out of their portion. It all comes out of ours, and I'm paying it. So however many, if we have two people come on before the podcast is over, then the first person that comes on. So you want to get that now. We typically sell about 4 or 5 live. And so you want to get over there and get there quick. Make sure you put your recruiter's name in. Reagan, do we have any questions before we segment?
Going through these now. I don't believe so.
Okay.
Ron's really excited.
Cool. Let's see here. Lindsay, you wanted to talk about freedom to make your own schedule.
Yes. So I kind of alluded to it earlier. When I first started my business, I worked like a beast. I mean, I was super, super intentional with my time, and I was just in go mode all the time.
Right.
My business is at a great, great place right now. I've found life balance and family balance, and
which is important.
It's so good. It's so good. And I feel like in the beginning, you do have to be kind of crazy. You have to be very intentional and have very, very specific plans. But now, like, I took a vacation 2 weeks ago to the beach.
Nice.
And this week, my husband's an engineer, and the plant that he works at is shut down for 4th of July week. And so he is off.
Right.
And so today I was like, you know what? You're off, and I want to spend all this time with you and our kids.
That's awesome.
So I'm off. Right. Like, I took off Sunday through, I have this huge shipment of stuff, so I've got to do something at some point at the end of the week.
Right.
But I went ahead and talked to my group, and I was like, I'm going to be enjoying my family from Sunday until Thursday morning.
Nice.
So, and that's what you can do as an entrepreneur. Like, you can just say, you know what? I love you guys. I'm so grateful for your business, and I'm going to be grateful with my family for a few days.
I tell you, entrepreneurialism is not easy, but it is worth it.
So good. So good.
And the thing, you guys, if you've just joined TW3, maybe you're a member tonight. Let me encourage you, if you haven't got traction yet in your business, keep pushing.
That's right.
Just keep pushing. Do not quit. Don't give up, because I'm telling you, there's a point when there's a tipping point where the momentum starts working for you rather than against you.
Yes.
When you first launch this business, it's like launching a rocket. You're burning as much fuel as you can.
It's like having a baby.
It is.
There's this thing that needs,
it's painful,
all of your time and attention. You,
it's,
don't get
emotional,
to sleep very much.
No.
Painful, emotional, and completely sacrificial.
It is.
And then this business becomes more sufficient on its own, and you give birth to it,
you teach it, you train it,
yes,
you feed it, you nurture it.
Train up a child in the way he should go. Look at Reagan.
And then eventually it comes back and argues with you who's the greatest of all time.
I don't want to talk about the NBA right now.
Yeah. Anyway. But it's true, and you know, I will tell you, the one common denominator I have seen every successful entrepreneur that I've ever met is they come from various backgrounds, various skill sets, various temperaments. That, I mean, just as diverse of people as you can imagine, but they all have this one thing. They don't quit.
No.
They just do not quit.
Just keep going.
They just, you know, guys, I'm not a quick study. I just don't pick up quickly on things. But I have learned every single way not to do something in the last 10 years to where we've got this thing down. And the beautiful thing I love about my business is I'm able to help other people. You don't have to spend 10 years to figure out how to make, you know, $500,000 a year online if you don't want. This business will give you the platform to do what you want to do and go as far as you want to go. But you got to be willing to develop the skill sets, work on your mindsets, and not let the issues of life that come in and try to distract you get you off kilter. Because, you know, things are going to happen. Whether you're going into work or you're going into, you know, your office, home office, you know, life happens. But what do you do with those things? Do they define you or do they refine you? You know, you've got the choice, and you can make that. We're offering a great deal tonight if you want to get involved. Half off on your admin fees for the first 2 months, which is basically, you know, 10 weeks. We're giving the people who enroll, have you seen enrollments come in yet? Because we can call it out if we have.
I can log in.
Log in and see real quick, and I can too. And we'll even call out the name of who has it if we see it come on before we get off.
I guess
here.
We haven't yet because I've still got my phone here, which would
okay.
Me.
It's not popped so. Up. Okay. But if you want that deal, let us know. And Reagan, do we have any other questions? If we don't, I'm going to start buttoning it up.
Let me go through just to make sure I didn't miss any. I don't think so.
Okay. I think we're good. Well, that's enroll before midnight tomorrow night if you want that deal. And the beautiful thing is, you guys that are out there that you are already trainers and stuff and you got going.
Oh, real quick, I just noticed I missed some up here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. And then
no, that's fine. I want to make sure everybody's questions get asked. That's why we do these live things.
What is this? I was just copying on something.
It is tied up in the ninth, and the Braves are hanging tough with the New York Yankees.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to know something crazy?
What's that?
I just found out the other night that one of my middle school friends became a Braves player for a short time.
Who?
His name was Derek Arnold.
Derek Arnold. Was he in the minor league system? Or
no, like the real Braves.
He got up to the top, the major?
Yeah, and I think his time in there was short. But okay. Like I saw pictures of him wearing the real uniform.
Oh, cool.
yeah, I was like, wow, that is very cool.
So we do have a couple of people that are wanting to sign up, and I'm wanting to make sure we mention them so we know that we've got the history that they are trying to sign up so they can get in on that deal. One of them is Anthony Martin. He says, I'm an affiliate member under Mark and want to get to Plus as soon as possible. Sadly, credit is an issue. Any advice to make it move faster?
If he's wanting to do financing, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/badcredit and see what they can do. We also have, I think, TerryWilson3.com/creditrepair, which is a credit repair agency that will help develop business credit. But most time, the quickest, and it's abnormal to get it as quickly done as 30 days. But usually credit repair takes it minimum of 90 days. Now, I've seen it as quick as 30 days, but that's definitely no guarantee. But I would go to TerryWilson3.com/badcredit first and see if they can help him first.
We have someone named Carla who doesn't have a recruiter currently, but she's trying to sign up.
Okay. If you haven't spoke to anyone, no one's talked to you, just put in Terry as your recruiter. And then what I normally do is I assign you a recruiter.
Okay. What's the site she should go?
TerryWilson3.com/enroll. Okay. TerryWilson3.com/enroll. Welcome aboard. What was their name?
It was Carla. I didn't get the last name.
That's okay. I don't want the last name. Welcome aboard, Carla. And if she's the first one, if she's getting in, she's going to get all those freebies.
And then Gary had mentioned that one of his guys, Matt Sherman, is trying to enroll.
Okay. So. Well, whoever gets there first, if Matt gets a hustle. Gary, tell your guy to get over there, and we'll give him a free setup on his website. We'll set up his funnel and set up his autoresponder. If he's first, but he's got someone racing him right now, Carla. So it's a mad dash to TerryWilson3.com/enroll to get over there.
Cool. And I think that was it. Also, River will be mad if I don't mention it. And we also had actually a few people mention this guy's name, but another guy's name is Ninja. It's a big streamer that's making lots of money. He's on the news a lot for how much money he's making just streaming.
Are we trying to make River happy?
I'm just trying to plug, you know, we had 3 or 4 tickets actually of people saying make sure I mention his name. So I want to make sure that we address the big one.
Okay.
In the room,
so. I got you. Okay. Yeah.
But I think that's it for questions at least.
Okay. Well, guys, did everyone get some value out of tonight? I want to make sure we gave you value. We gave you something you walk away with. Those 3 things I'll tell you, the supreme value of lead generation is imperative if you're going to be in any type of business. That's why we tell you that the best thing you can do, even if you don't sell TW3, is get our system, learn it, use it so that you can start generating leads for your business. And then understand that story of the gold rush. If you're trying to pick a business, what kind of business I will be in, you can make money in insurance. You can make money in real estate. You can make money in direct sales, retail, restaurant. You can make money in all of these things. Mm-hmm. But if you want to leverage the statistics, stop being the person out there digging for gold and start being the guy that's selling the tools for the people who want to dig the gold. That's where the money's at.
That's right.
And then just understand, you've got to have the 3 T's. The 3 T's is the tools, the technology, and the training to do it. Because, you know, you can have a hammer and not know how to use it. And that just messes you up. So, guys, thank you for coming on tonight. Lindsay, thank you as always. You always bring the party. You always bring the fun. Reagan, thank you for behaving. And
you're welcome. My pleasure.
You know, bad behavior is a behavior.
True.
It's true.
A lot of times when you tell someone to behave, that's about the most empty thing you could tell someone because
be on your best behavior.
Yeah. If you don't quantify and qualify what kind of behavior you're looking for, they can act a fool and say, well, you told me to behave.
Real quick, was it by tonight or tomorrow night, the deals that we have?
If you want the free deals, the first person enrolls, and they got to do it before I get off here, and the music's coming up right now. They got literally 50 seconds. Ooh. If they want the free stuff, you got to get it while we're on the podcast. But if you want that... Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.